August 21st, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, you live in a time of great spiritual conflict. More than any other age, Satan has caused confusion between good and evil. This is so evident in regards to this mission. Fair, unbiased discernment was never given these messages. Consequently, a great spiritual gem has been covered up with false accusations and error. You, my children, must persevere diligently in the truth. These messages are truth and supported by Scripture. You must allow holy love to stand guard over your hearts, your thoughts, words, and deeds. Do not live in the past, which so often leads to guilt. In the present, love me with your whole hearts. I will protect you if you ask me to. The greatest challenge today is to discern good over evil. Satan wears many disguises and often promotes evil as a free will right. Do not be tricked. Your free will right is always to choose your own salvation. Surrender completely to me through holy love. This will lead you to your love of my commandments and your salvation, which is always in the present moment." A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 4, 7 through 8. Have nothing to do with godless and silly myths. Train yourself in godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. Another note is given to read Hebrews chapter 3, 12 through 13. "Take care, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.